biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. The GOAT, TB12, walking away. But this time, it's for real, or so he says. We'll see how that plays out. But I think that this one is actually a genuine retirement announcement. Last year, we thought there was a shot he could come back. When you see the emotion that he displayed on that video, and also it being a video I thought was very powerful, where you see Brady, who looked like he just walked to a beach, sat down on some sand and started just pouring out his heart for what has been the hard work and dedication of the last 23 years. So, yeah, I could say this pretty confidently that this is it for Tom Brady. But even though we say goodbye to one GOAT, we welcome another GOAT back tonight. Hickey, do you have any idea which GOAT is returning tonight? Do you need a hint on this one?
Maybe.
Okay, what's your guess? Just wondering then.
Is it sports or non-sports?
It is not sports related.
Is Jersey Shore back on tonight?
You know me well.
There we go.
No, you're not right. But that would be something that I would bring up right at the top of this hour, because you know how much I love Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore Family Vacation came back last week, and that is on every Thursday.
Okay.
That is not what I was talking about, but I do really respect that when you're trying to tap into my cabeza and see who else I'm calling a GOAT, and that's coming back on the day that Tom Brady is walking away, I love that you went to the Jersey Shore.
GOAT conversation, or your...
I'll give you a hint here.
What's the hint?
Our boss, Spike Eskin, has a strong disdain for this person, and it's so silly why this guy, why Spike Eskin doesn't like this guy.
He hates someone that's non-sports for something, for a stupid reason. I don't know this at all.
It's music related.
I know John Mayer's having a concert, but not starting tonight, I don't believe.
I love John Mayer, but we're talking goats here.
A lot of people love John Mayer.
No, I love John Mayer.
There'd be a lot of fans that would call him the GOAT.
I loved it, but he is not the GOAT. Come on.
Billy Joel? Bruce Springsteen?
Nope. There we go.
Why does he hate Bruce Springsteen?
I don't know why Spike hates Bruce Springsteen. He just doesn't think he's that good. I just think that's stupid, if you ask me.
Interesting.
You know, that I get it's all subjective, and it's your individual preference, but... Spike has a hatred for Tom Brady and has a hatred for Bruce Springsteen. I don't know why, but they're just not his cup of tea. But yes, the boss is actually back on tour tonight on stage in Tampa, Florida, in the arena, MLA Arena, where the Tampa Bay Lightning play. And those tickets, by the way, shows you why it pays to go to a show in Tampa, which it's an awesome venue and great weather. Those tickets are down to $160. This was a few hours ago. Now, I told you I got my tickets, two tickets, $300 total at the Islanders' new stadium. I call it the flash drive. It's called UBS, but I call it USB. But I want to go to Madison Square Garden, and I want to see the boss in Madison Square Garden, and that's coming up on April 1. I thought... because I saw a few months ago, there was like Upper Deck tickets for $385 a ticket, which is a lot of money for one concert. But that was on the second market. I thought if I waited that price would go down. Now, I expected a natural surge right around the holiday time, but now we're over a month removed from the holidays. If you want to go a full month removed from New Year's and incorporate in that where you maybe give out some gifts, sure. Those tickets now, the get-in price, I'm looking at SeatGeek, $623 upper deck per ticket. So I think I may be, if I want to see the boss at Madison Square Garden, I may have to wait till like an hour before the show.
That speaks volume about MSG itself, the Garden.
And also the boss. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Right, but you just said you got tickets for almost like what, five times as cheap at a place 30 miles away?
Yeah, well, that was for face value, to be fair. So I don't know what the non-face value price is at the Islander Stadium. Those tickets right now, okay. Those tickets going for at the Prudential Center, $343.
Okay.
At UBS Arena, $226 right now. So a difference, but
big difference.
It is Bruce Springsteen. Like this entire,
I'm not saying it's not.
This entire tour is absolutely ridiculous. When you look at some of the ticket prices, like in Denver, $205. In Milwaukee, $285. In Connecticut, at Mohegan Sun, $433.
How big is that? That might be
just a small venue. That's why intimate kind of
lesser,
feeling.
Lesser number of tickets there.
TD Garden, $397. So this is
you got your pockets of Bruce fans.
Yeah, may have to renegotiate my contract. Anyway, Tom Brady walking away from the NFL after 23 seasons. My first thought today, I was surprised. I was surprised because we were talking about this the other day where he was going to wind up, and you were saying back in Tampa, I was saying with the Raiders. We were discussing like what are the three likeliest options? Like what are the only three options are you play somewhere else, you go back to Tampa, you retire. And Hickey ordered that. You go play in Tampa 1, you play somewhere else 2, retirement 3, and I was just flip-flop 1 and 2. I thought go play somewhere else, go back to Tampa, or retire. And we rarely agree, and it's not contrived like a lot of other shows, and we were both in agreement on that. And you know what I say all the time, if we're both in agreement on something, fade, 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 fade. So if you faded and somehow got a bet in on Brady walking away and retiring, congratulations, go collect your earnings tonight because hopefully it doesn't reverse the decision coming up in 2 weeks. But all kidding aside, I do think this is the final chapter of Tom Brady on the football field. And you look back, like I could sit here and I could talk about Tom Brady for 4 hours and then ask for another 4 hours of another show, like bleeding into JR's show. Like our boss, David Marinick, another one of those weasels in management, and I love David, but can't stand Tom Brady. And he's like, oh, this is the one night I'm not going to listen to your show because I know all you're going to do is talk about Tom Brady. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But when you look at TB12, it's the greatest story I've ever seen. And I thought Belichick put it perfectly. He went from a guy that entered the NFL with no fanfare and leaves as the winningest player and the greatest player to ever play the game. That's from Bill Belichick. And I think that quote is right on the money. Because you look at the story of Brady, and maybe getting overlooked is what made him so great. But when you look at Brady, he always carried that chip on his shoulder. Like this guy, when he was a 4 or 5-time Super Bowl champion, was still motivated about on his draft weekend having to wait until the 6th round and how many quarterbacks went before him. And you would think after the first wave of championships, when you win 3 out of 4 years and Drew Bledsoe gets knocked out of the game and that starts your career and you never gave the job back to Bledsoe, you would distance yourself from the frustration of getting picked 199 overall. But Brady carried that. And then he went a decade without championships or a championship, you know, losing twice to the Giants and consistently being in the playoffs and his stats improving but not winning. And then You change the diet. You go on this TB12 method. And right, he talks about all this pliability stuff. And he goes on a run of the last 10 years, which is just absurd. You never see guys get better with age in the NFL, like at an elite level. Sure, you get guys like John Elway, right, who won two championships at the end of his career. Like, I get things like that happen. But you could argue, and it's 100% true, Brady the last 10 years of his career was better than his first 10 years of his career. The guy had three Hall of Fame careers. He still put up Hall of Fame numbers in the 10 years where he didn't win a championship. Like, he played 23 years, and he has every record that you could imagine. And you know what I find funny here? Because I listened to all the shows today, and I watched all the coverage. I ate it up like I was a fat kid in a candy store. The two things that annoy me with these arguments, like Mike Francesa, who's an absolute legend, and he was on First Take today on ESPN. He's talking about if there's one quarterback he would want in a Super Bowl and you get the choice between Montana and Brady, he would take Montana because Montana's 4-0. And Mike has died on that hill for years. But I don't understand, Hickey, why you would rather only get to four Super Bowls and win all four than get to 10 and win seven. Like, why would you rather go 4-0? And also, what drives me nuts in all these GOAT conversations, and I say this all the time whenever the dumb conversation of LeBron and MJ comes up, where people say, oh, well, like when you're trying to say that MJ's better than LeBron, it's almost like you're trying to make LeBron look like he's a trash player and MJ, right, could do no wrong. And then it's the other way. If you're making the case for LeBron, it's like LeBron's the greatest thing ever, he could do no wrong, and MJ's trash. So I get like that stupidity happens when you're making the case for your guy. So I don't want that to come off like I'm trashing Montana. Montana's unbelievable. We all know that. But why do we give credit to people for losing earlier? Like, would you rather have a 4-0 record in the Super Bowl than go to 10 and win 7? Like, I would much rather go to the three extra trips and lose them if it means I also have three more championships. Like, that's something I never got. And
Ben even if they were even. Even if it was four. If Tom Brady, let's say, only won four, but he's been to seven, wouldn't you rather get to seven than just four?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Like, I'd rather be 4-3 than 4-0.
Yeah, no, that is fair. And Ben Volen did the same thing. It was that Super Bowl 52. I'll never forget this. I was on Radio Row. I was talking to Kirk Minahan. And he was bringing up this story. And Kirk used to host at WEI. And now works at Barstool and does a great job, obviously. I'm a big fan of Kirk Minahan. But Kirk and I, we were talking about this on Radio Row. It's like the dumbest argument because Volen was making the case that if Brady didn't beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 52, which didn't end up happening, but at the time he didn't know this, he would have been better losing the AFC Championship game to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, what? That never makes sense to me. So that argument about Brady always annoyed me. That you'd rather be perfect in the Super Bowl and go to fewer Super Bowls than win more Super Bowls and have a few losses on the resume. The other thing is when people talk about, oh, well, Brady wasn't the greatest regular season quarterback of all time. And then some people say, like, Mike, he's not the greatest postseason quarterback he's ever seen. And Mike wasn't trashing Brady today. But doesn't that make Brady even more impressive? Like, you look at Brady. Yeah, Rodgers does things that he can't do. Mahomes does things that he can't do. Peyton Manning had some seasons, right, that like Brady can't do. But you look at those traits and those advantages those guys have, doesn't that make Brady even more impressive? Where Brady is not, when you look at Brady in a lab and you look at body construction, Brady's not the first guy you think of. Brady's not the ideal body construction. But the fact he overcame all those things, and people, oh, he doesn't have the strongest arm, you know, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. No one had an answer for him. For 20-something years, people didn't have an answer for this guy. So that's like another thing, Hickey, that drives me nuts with this conversation. And I get it, right? A lot of it's just out of jealousy, and the guy's been around for 23 years, and he dominated at such a high level, and people have to look at other places. But I don't care if you can throw a football farther. I care about how many championships you got. And also, it's not like Brady's stats are now. The guy's number one now in everything. So that part of the conversation is just, it's weird to me always when we get into these conversations about who did what better and all this stuff. You tell me you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady? Like, no, no one's going to say that. But, oh, Rodgers the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. Okay, but if you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady, you'd be my guess.
I think there are different ways to, I think there are different, like I said, values to say, like, Aaron Rodgers is more talented than Tom Brady. I would say yes. And like I said, I think there are different ways you can do so or just make that claim. But also,
would you say
Rodgers
is better than Brady?
Would I say better? No.
Okay.
But I think more talented. Like, his arm is better. The accuracy, the way he's able to throw the ball on the run, put it in tight windows, he does it better, throw the ball down the field better than Brady can. But again, when you talk about winning and talk about playing, whether it's the opponent, whether it's, you know, playing with the guys you have around you, doing the best you possibly can with the circumstances given, there's no better player, quarterback, than Tom Brady and making the most of it.
And also, I think, too, you look at some of those years, like, yeah, he had Randy Moss. Yeah, he had Rob Gronkowski. But you look at that first wave of championships. You're talking about David Givens. You're talking about, rest in peace, David Patton. You're looking at, like, Antoine Smith. Corey Dillon was a very good player, but you didn't have elite weapons early on. And, you know, you look at a guy like what was Wes Welker? What was Wes Welker before
Brady? Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman
was a quarterback.
Exactly.
Guy no one even heard of.
And that's the thing. Like, look at all those guys that he made. And that he found a role for them and found a way to get them to play at a very high level. So I've always said this. If you want to tell me Rodgers more talented or Manning's more talented, fine. Makes even Brady more impressive. Because if we're starting a draft of who you want to have lead your franchise for the next 20 years, Brady's is drafted before Peyton. Brady's drafted before Rodgers.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Why do you let that get to you?
It's not that I let it get to me. It's just I hear it today and I'm like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't walk out of this studio and go, let's think of this moron. Let's think of that moron. But it doesn't make sense to me. My brain doesn't work that way. Where people go like, oh, this guy's more talented. Like, would you rather have him as your quarterback? No, you wouldn't. So who cares if he's more talented?
I mean, I get that. I'm just asking. Just because, like I said, if I was in your shoes, which hopefully one day I will be, like, it's just like I just feel like you. Because
you're
like,
need it's a new GM like, if you want that to
for
be
the
case.
Course. When it comes to like people knocking Brady, it's been happening for 20 years. So
yeah,
it's like,
stupid.
Even as a non-Patriots, on Brady fan, it's just almost like I'm immune to it just because like that's what people are born to do.
But it's just funny. I'll answer your question. It's funny to me that that still exists. Like, I get social media trolls and all that, but it's funny to me that those takes are still out there. And if they were takes from 15 years ago, that's one thing. We're talking about a run for 23 years. We're talking about this guy that was 199 overall pick, has a game-winning drive against the Rams in Super Bowl 36, wins another Super Bowl in Super Bowl 38, where he has another game-winning drive against the Panthers in one of the greatest offensive Super Bowls you'll ever see. He had that overtime throw to Troy Brown up against the Miami Dolphins. He had the three championships in 4 years. I know they didn't go undefeated. He had a 16-0 though regular season, and they lose in that Super Bowl. And they went 18-1, but he put up 50 passing touchdowns. You had the comeback down 14 twice against the Ravens in a playoff game. That regular season game against the Broncos, 28-3, down 10 in the fourth quarter against the LOB. And you got people, oh, he got lucky in the Super Bowl because Malcolm Butler picked off the football and you had Marshawn Lynch not get the carry. Yeah, I get it, but do we talk about the comeback there? Yeah, the AFC title game against Jacksonville. Yeah, I know they lost 505 yards in a Super Bowl, though. AFC title game against Kansas City, 3rd and 10, right down the Chiefs' throat. You beat Mahomes in a Super Bowl when he's with Tampa Bay. Like, it's just, I can't live in a world where anyone knocks Tom Brady. It just doesn't make sense to me. Where when you look at the career, you're like, oh, you'd rather have four Super Bowls and be 4-0 than be 7-3. Huh? Oh, yeah, Rodgers is more talented. He ain't better, though, than Brady. So that's just the way that I feel about it. If you want to say that it annoys me, you may be right. But I just don't get how those conversations and those narratives like still exist from people that like you respect in this business. Just Just say he's the greatest ever, and that's it. That's all you got to say. It's pretty easy. It's pretty simple. Anyone with the pulse can realize that. Zach Yelp Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Hall of Fame class 2028, Hickey. We already know two guys that are going to be in the Hall. Tom Brady. And then J.J. Watt. Or 2027, I think it's going to be, right?
I think 2028. Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Okay.
What I saw. Pro Football Hall of Fame tweeted out today already. Getting everyone ready. Get your tickets for 2028.
Imagine, I really wonder who's going to be like 3, 4, and 5 of that class.
I would love to be the presenter for Tom Brady. I don't know how you pick. I don't know what the process is going to go through, but I honestly would not even prepare anything.
Don't you have to go Belichick or Kraft?
Does it have to be a reporter? I think it has to be.
Oh, you mean inside the...
Oh, so I'm sorry. Presenter as in making the case
gotcha.
For the Hall of Fame, like, you know, when they have
that
those meetings.
That will be the easiest conversation ever.
And, you know, they have a writer make the case, and that's how they vote
gotcha.
Upon it.
Yeah.
I would love to be that guy. Just say, okay, Tom Brady's turn. Ryan, you are presenting for Tom Brady. Okay, thank you. You guys hear me? Tom Brady. Okay. Nice talk.
Well, hold on. Is he really a Hall of Famer?
Let's go back to the combine numbers. Look at that 40.
No, he lost 3 Super Bowls. You know, this guy's more talented than him. Is he really a Hall of Famer? You know, Montana was 4-0 in the Super Bowl, but Brady, he was 7-3, even though 7's greater than 4. He lost 3 times. Can't have him. Can't have him as a Hall of Famer.
Is Tom Brady just a compiler? 855-212.
What, is this a Saturday Night Huge show? Huge opinions back in the day. Oh, yeah,
I mean, anyone can win 7 Super Bowls if you're around for 23 years, right?
Yeah.
How impressive is that?
Yeah. But Brady and Watt, that's a monster class.
Also, Bill Belichick does the intro, like the actual, like at the ceremony, introduces Tom Brady. If you were Tom Brady, is that who you would pick?
I would say 3 people that I would think of. His father, I would say Robert Kraft or Tom Brady, or Bill Belichick.
Or himself.
Yeah, well, honestly, does it even matter?
Tom Brady introduces Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Could you think of anyone else?
So I'm just thinking of this just from an entertainment value. I would say
Gronk?
Maybe Julian Edelman or Gronk, just get the crowd fired up. I get you don't need it. This is literally just, you know, semantics and truly irrelevant, you know, a topic I brought up, so I apologize, but I'm just thinking Bill Belichick. Tom was great. Tom was really good. He's a really good quarterback. I really liked him. I think that's it. I just don't see Bill actually expounding unless...
Now, I will say, Bill on that show with Rich Eisen when they did the top 100 was excellent.
He loves the history of the game.
So, I think Bill would probably be the proper presenter for Tom Brady at the Hall of Fame. Or you get Drew Bledsoe to go up there. Without me getting injured, none of this ever happens.
But now here he is. This should have been me, but here he is, Tom Brady.
Or maybe you get Eli Manning to do it. Or no, Eli's mother. If I didn't give birth to my two sons, he would have more championships. Here he is, the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. By the way, totally different thought here. For this Super Bowl coming up, we get into all these stories, right? You had the Kelce brothers today saying that they're like already sick about people calling it the Kelce Bowl. You got Andy Reid going up against his old team, even though Andy Reid hasn't coached the Eagles since 2012, but it's a big story. Mahomes looking for his second ring. Now, I'll be at the game, so like you won't get this on television. Like I won't get it on television. And also, you have those pregame shows that they just like tell you everyone's life story. But I'll be excited when I get home to watch back some of that stuff because I can't wait to see how they tell the story of Jalen Hurts. Because the Jalen Hurts story could be one of my favorite stories ever, and I don't think that's hyperbole. And I always admired it when he got benched at Alabama in the, at halftime of the national championship game. That when Tua made a big play in that game, or Tua threw the game-winning walk-off touchdown pass to Devontae Smith, that Jalen Hurts was like the first person to run up and celebrate and congratulate Tua. And I always thought that was something. And to think that quarterback, who always had a great record at Alabama, and just got replaced in that game because people thought there were limitations on his game. He transfers to Oklahoma, or he sticks around a year. Let's not forget that he stuck around a year. And then Tua gets hurt in that SEC title game up against Georgia. And then off the bench comes Jalen Hurts to get that victory up against Georgia and win the SEC title. And then after that, he goes to Oklahoma and is a Heisman Trophy finalist. And he almost wins the award. I know he didn't win it, but he was a finalist. From there, gets drafted in the second round. And everyone in Philly, and I remember, right, we were doing that show on CBS Sports Radio, and I remember the reaction. Like, I have a tweet out there. The Eagles didn't draft Jalen Hurts to replace Carson Wentz. They drafted him as an insurance policy, but it does feel like that insurance policy was taken a bit too soon. And I was coming from someone that's always been a fan of Jalen Hurts, but then to see what he's done the last 2 years since becoming the guy and the steps that he's taken, I really don't know if there's a better story in recent memory of a player's rise than Jalen Hurts. Like, it is a phenomenal story with the stages that this guy has been on and how many times people have counted this guy out and have tried to knock him down a peg, and he is just a robot with a great mentality, never even seems like he's ever satisfied, and you could tell that is just one hungry dude. That is one dude that has a large, not even a chip, it is a boulder that is on his shoulder. And I love when he just proves people wrong. And I know that we were joking, right, earlier in the week that we're rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles because we don't want to have to hear from Brittany Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes. We were kind of joking. Part of that is actually truthful. But I'm rooting for the Eagles in this game because I really want Jalen Hurts to get on that stage in the biggest stage and just give the middle finger to everybody. I would love it. With all the things that he's been through in a football standpoint the last 5 years, Hickey, it would be a wonderful story.
I mean, he has the mental makeup that every team, every quarterback desires, dies to have, but it's so hard to do just because of all the pressure, attention we put on the quarterback position. You're expected to be the leader. And I mean, I don't know if a better, I think this word encapsulates kind of how he feels. Like, to almost feel emasculated the way he did on the biggest stage to get benched at halftime and still be a big enough man to support Tua, come back, not run away, come back.
Great person.
Right, it's just like it. You rarely, rarely ever see. We've seen other stories like Joe Burrow, who wasn't playing, transfers and, you know, rises up out of nowhere. But you rarely ever see someone get embarrassed on a stage, then go back to the same school that they got embarrassed on, knowing I probably won't win the job, or if there's a chance I won't win it, then still stay there to be a backup. Like I said, come off the bench, be a hero, and then go really kind of blossom. The leadership is, like I said, it's everyone strives to have it, but few actually really do have it.
And I was working at Sirius at the time. But people were talking, like, people called me and they go, would you want Jalen Hurts as a quarterback of the Patriots? I said, I would take a flyer on him because that guy's mentality is just awesome. And it's not going to be a first-round pick. And if you're drafted a quarterback outside the first round, I don't think it's a bad risk. And even though I thought the second-round pick was early for Jalen Hurts, and like, isn't it funny people are talking about, like, Jake Fromm and Jacob Eason in that draft? I remember this conversation vividly. But you end up looking at how, like, Howie Roseman, even though his intention probably wasn't to have Jalen Hurts replace Carson Wentz, he knew that Wentz was hurt for 3 years, so you had to go draft someone. It's not a, that wasn't an early insurance policy now, right? You get a better return, and you get better perks if you pay a higher price and a higher premium for an insurance. So that's what Howie Roseman did. And when Carson Wentz clearly did show after that he could not cut it in Philadelphia anymore, Jalen Hurts goes right in, and he's the complete opposite of Carson Wentz. Like, Carson Wentz did not know how to win over a locker room. Carson Wentz did not know how to handle adversity. Jalen Hurts, for a guy that's only been a starter for 2 years, is the heartbeat of that locker room. And those guys listened to their leader, which they did not do to Carson Wentz, because a lot of guys didn't like Carson Wentz because he was very sensitive.
And that goes to show you, it's, you know, and I think goes tying it back to Tom Brady. Part of what made him so great, even though the physical tools, again, weren't the best. He wasn't have the best arm and best mobility and best accuracy. But it's not only just, you know, putting it all together, but also, too, like I said, connecting with everyone. Kind of always being able to, you know, be the leader everyone needed, having everyone follow him, and just giving that the rest of the team belief, no matter if it's 28-3 or in a big game where they're underdogs, the team always believed they had a chance. When you have Tom Brady, and the team, like I said, really has rallied around Jalen Hurts in the short time he's been QB1 in Philly.
All righty, real quickly, Hickey. Who told me today that Marco Belletti is the man? I have a text right here. Marco Belletti is the man. Who was it? Via text.
Sean Marash?
No. You think I would get on the air if Sean called Marco Belletti is the man? That's not a big enough. That's not a big deal. I have a big-time person saying Marco Belletti is the man.
Kevin Burkhardt.
Correctamundo.
Wow.
I was catching up with Kevin Burkhardt today, and I started telling him, you know, Kevin, I know you're busy, so you probably don't have time to be listening to the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, but I've been trying to get Marco Belletti in your booth for the Super Bowl to be your spotter since you guys worked together all those years ago when no one knew who Kevin Burkhardt was, and he wrote back, Marco Belletti is the man. That is awesome. So you're the man, according to the guy that's going to call the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. Don't say that.
Marco is Jalen Hurts. He doesn't do well with praise.
I mean, what do you want me to say? Kev's obviously a great dude. Always been a great dude.
Kev.
I love that. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to call him Kev.
I have a new job for you, Marco.
What's this?
Uh-oh.
It has to do with Fox and Kevin Burkhardt and kind of being around bigger moments and bigger games. I think if I'm Greg Olson, I'm hiring you as my bodyguard to keep Tom Brady out of the booth. Yeah. Can't have Tom Brady call the game if he's not allowed in the booth.
Yeah, I would be the guy, too, stand that right Greg Olson would want.
Yeah, no offense to,
guy dwarfs me.
To Marco. Yeah, I think Greg could push Brady out of the booth himself.
May I? And I know we're up
we
against
can't do
it.
Both.
Can yeah. I just throw this out there? And I realize, look, we all know what Tom Brady is. We're not going down that road. We know exactly the career he had. He's the greatest. We know all this.
This is going to be a take.
No, can I say this, though?
Mm-hmm.
Why today? Am I the only one? Why before the Super Bowl? So that you become the story. I know they're not playing this week. So that you become the story for the next 10, 11 days going into the Super Bowl and during the Super Bowl, especially when you know that this part of this story is Greg Olson and that booth that is calling the game in the Super Bowl. You couldn't wait for Wednesday or Thursday or the week after? You couldn't wait 4 or 5 more days? Did we really need this today?
But let me ask you this. Super Bowl week.
Mm-hmm.
Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like mm-hmm. when we're on Radio Row. Like, yeah, we'll I'm sure we'll talk about it. But like when it gets to Thursday and Friday, the focus is going to be on the game, though.
That's not the point. There is some focus on it, right? Will yeah. we talk about Tom Brady that week? Would we have if he didn't mention it today?
But let me ask you, no. But would it, is
there
it
you
better
go.
If you're going to announce your retirement, isn't it better to do so this week than it would have been next week? Because then it really
next
overtakes
week,
the Super Bowl.
Next week would have been a total disaster and a disgrace. This week is wrong.
You think it's wrong
this
it's week?
It's wrong.
Why is it wrong this week?
Does any sport do any announcements right before they're going to play their biggest game? Are you allowed to have any free agent signing? Are you allowed to do anything? Are you allowed to make a trade?
Jerry Jones?
What did he announce?
Fired Jason Garrett during the Eagles playoff game a few years ago.
Again, those are different things. And that's something that you do not do around the Super Bowl. Leagues don't want you to do it. Don't take the focus away from the biggest game with the two biggest teams. They deserve it. Let the focus be on them. We did not need this today. This is not a slight against Brady's career. But to me, this was just absent-mindedness, I hope, in his own world that he was thinking about himself and nothing else. But to me, if you step back for half a beat, and I'm sure he spoke to a lot of people about this, you wait till after the Super Bowl is over so that you can get all the glory and the praise, and that's part of it. But more importantly, you do not deflect from the players that deserve it, and because you're the giant cloud that's hanging over Fox going into the first Super Bowl for Greg Olsen.
Fox should love it.
That is wrong.
Fox should love it.
That's not about Fox. That's about Greg Olsen.
By the way,
That's not right.
I do think, by the way, I don't know if Brady is going to be in that booth next year. It would not surprise me if they put him on a studio desk. Right away.
For $375 million, I'd be surprised. Not a studio desk. It wouldn't shock me if they say, you want to wait a year. That wouldn't surprise me. They say, you want to go, you know, as the kids say, go see Europe. You know, like that wouldn't shock me.
Go find Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know if that's the case. My guess is that $375 million, they're going to shove him right in the booth, and that's fine. That's okay.
Because Greg Olsen's been great.
He's been tremendous. Now,
we also said Romo was tremendous a few years ago, and now some people are critical of Romo.
Separate thing, though. If Brady wants to take that job, that's his right. He's earned that. He's got the contract. That's the way it is. Yeah. For Greg Olsen, it sucks. You move on. It is what it is. But do you make this announcement before Greg Olsen has to call the Super Bowl? He already has this cloud that's been hanging over all year. You got to do this right before the game?
Yeah, I love Greg Olsen, but why should Brady care about that for Greg Olsen? Like, I personally wouldn't.
Great. That says a lot.
But I just wouldn't. You know, I'm going to retire. It's been 23 years. You send out a message today, and you got to deal with that stuff. I don't think it's that big of a deal sent this message today. Now, if he did this like the Friday night before the Super Bowl, a little bit different. But we're talking about, it's Wednesday. We're not even in Super Bowl week yet.
I think it's wrong.
Okay.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.